arms of freedom.
You tuned to Newtown Radio 92 FM.
Redemption.
This is the Community Hour. And I'm Pete Day. Now, back in 1984, many of us, or at least those of a certain age, I mean, can remember the harrowing scenes on our TVs of the world's worst ever industrial accident, Bhopal in India. Now, thousands of people died that night when a plume of toxic gas engulfed the city. And anyone who can remember the news footage at the time, I mean, you remember just how shocking the whole thing was. Now, what's probably been less widely reported, well, at least until recently, has been the plight of the people left behind. And what's going on in Bhopal today? And what happened to all those people, yeah? And it seems to be, in some ways, a blatant disregard by anyone to take responsibility for cleaning up the site and helping people still suffering from the effects of the disaster. Well, here to tell us about his experiences of growing up with the legacy of Bhopal, and he's just come across from India. He only came across a few days ago, and to tell us about this as well. Joined now live in the studio by a very brave man, Sanjay Verma, who's a Bhopal survivor, and also Colin Toogood from the Bhopal Medical Appeal. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
Okay, Sanjay, now I've seen you here in front. You're a very young man, yeah? You must have been very young when the Bhopal tragedy happened.
Well, I was just a few months old when the tragedy occurred. So I don't remember. I don't really like remember much from that night since I was too young. Yeah.
Okay.
But what I have been told by my sister and my elder brother, two other survivors of my family, you know, like what actually happened that night. Yeah. So.
I mean, could you just sort of explain maybe what people have told you? Could you just maybe?
Well,
I know it's difficult, but yeah. Could you?
Well, my sister actually told me she wrapped me in a blanket and she ran away. That's how I survived. So, and there were actually dead bodies all over the streets in Bhopal, yeah. You know, especially communities next to the factory. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then people like they are still suffering from the consequences of the gases leaked that night. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is actually an ongoing disaster.
Okay. Now, you live in Bhopal, yeah? Now, when you say it's an ongoing disaster, I mean, can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, Union Carbide, an American corporation, they own the factory. They left the site right after the tragedy.
Okay. And that was back in 1984. It was Union Carbide was the name of the company that actually owned the factory. It was a chemical factory, was it, or something?
Yes, they were manufacturing some kind of pesticides.
Okay.
Yeah. So they left the factory right after the tragedy, and the site is still to be cleaned up. So the toxic waste lying in and around the site has been contaminating groundwater around the site. So the people who have been living around the factory, they were forced to drink contaminated water for years. And now because of the consequences, now their children are being born disabled, and symptoms of cancer have been found in like many people living around the site.
And well, you mean there's been a growth in the number of people like with cancers and these sorts of, and sort of children born with deformities and things?
Yes, so the Bhopal gas leak was a disaster. But there's another disaster, water contamination, the groundwater which is being contaminated because of the toxic waste.
So just to go back to this Union Carbide company, they had this factory, yeah? And I know there's been questions about how safe the whole place was and things like that. And there's this massive disaster and thousands of people died like, instantly, yeah? And then what did they do? I mean, did they do anything to help clean the place up? Because there's all these dangerous chemicals. What did they do?
Well, the site is yet to be cleaned. Nobody.
Oh, today. It still hasn't been cleaned today.
It's still there. They just left the site right after the tragedy.
So the site. That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Is yet to be cleaned, yes.
Okay. And has there been any like legal challenges to any of that? I mean, because, I mean, India, it's a sophisticated country. I mean, it's got, you know, a proper legal system and things like that. I mean, has anyone sort of taken anyone to court over this or anything like that?
There are actually a few cases pending still after...
Pending still? Since 1984?
Yes.
Yeah. And has there been any settlement, anything like that?
There was actually a settlement between the Union Carbide and the Indian government back in 1989.
Right.
When Union Carbide gave $470 million compensation money to the...
And what do people from Bhopal make of that?
Well, people got as low as like $500 each, and they have spent throughout the years much more than that on treatment, you know. People are still sick in Bhopal, they are still dying.
Right, okay. Now, I understand that Union Carbide, that they're not around anymore. They've been taken over by another company, is that correct?
Dow Chemical, actually, they bought Union Carbide in 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but they have never taken responsibility of Bhopal. They say, like, we had nothing to do with Union Carbide when the disaster occurred, but when you buy an asset, you buy its liabilities as well.
And I mean, presumably they must have known about it. I mean, it wasn't hidden away, was it? I mean, it's kind of...
Even before they bought Union Carbide, they bought Union Carbide knowingly everything about Bhopal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so to go back to this, yeah, I mean, what have you ever suffered any sort of medical problems or anything like that?
Well, back in 2005, I had a stroke and left side of my body was paralyzed for about 20 minutes. Ever since then, I am on medication. I am supposed to take an aspirin once a day just to make sure that my blood is thin enough.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. And you're a young man. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 27 now.
You're 27, you're a young man. Okay. I mean, and other people, I mean, that you know, friends and family and things like that, I mean, have they sort of like suffered any sort of medical problems that you can, I mean, is this sort of like a common thing or is it sort of like a rare thing? Or?
Well, there are many people who are suffering from several diseases because of the gases leaked at night and the toxic waste lying in and around the site. Like people are suffering from respiratory problems. Some people, they lost their eyes. Many people, they suffer from weak eyesight, you know. People lost their working ability, you know. They can't really work that hard. And now their children are being born disabled.
Okay. Now, of course, now what's happened is, of course, Dow Chemicals, they have taken over Union Carbide.
Yes.
The company was originally responsible for the whole disaster back in 1984. Now, what would you like Dow Chemicals to do? What would you see? Like, practically, there they are. If there's somebody from Dow Chemicals sitting in there says, I'll tell you what, okay, what would you like us to do? What would be your question? What would you ask them to do?
Well, we want Dow Chemical to take responsibility of Bhopal and clean up the site as soon as possible. The first thing that they should do because our government and the companies that we have in India, they are not like able enough to do the remediation of the site properly. They should do the cleanup, Dow Chemical, and also like they should pay for the loss that they have caused to the people who have been drinking contaminated water.
Yeah.
And there should be adequate compensation for the people who...
And for medical treatment, presumably. Which
and,
is, yeah.
and medical and social rehabilitation. Mm. Medical treatment and social rehabilitation, you know.
Okay.
We should also point out that there are clear legal liabilities. As Sanjay has mentioned, there was a civil settlement back in 1989, but it's still under appeal. But the fact is that there was there are criminal charges which exist against Union Carbide, and Dow clearly knew they were acquiring those. They've actually been summoned by the Indian courts to explain why they haven't produced Union Carbide, and they refused to answer the summons. As Sanjay also pointed out, no one has ever taken any responsibility and there's never been any payment made to effect any sort of clean-up.
Okay, I mean, okay. We are where we are with this. Now, I understand that Dow Chemicals, they're a company that's sponsoring the 2012 Olympic Games here in London, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, how did you feel when you first heard that was the case, that Dow Chemicals were going to be sponsoring the 2012 Olympic Games? How did you feel about that?
Well, I felt bad because in India we are trying to kick them out from India because they are still doing business in India, and there were times, you know, when we were able to stop them do their business at certain places like Invest India in Pune. They were going to go for this R&D center. We got in touch with the people from the local communities and they came with us, and then they supported our cause, and then we made them go out from Pune, you know, on top. So after having all this thing, you know, Lokog, actually, they like Dow being a sponsor of you know, London Olympic, it's really a shameful thing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what they want to do. They want to put like a wrap. It's like a piece of material all the way around. It's just a temporary wrap all the way around to the Olympic Stadium. And I've seen different figures. I mean, unless we're talking millions and millions of pounds that they can use in this. And of course, at the end of the games, this thing's just going to be thrown away. What do you think the money could be better spent on? What do you think, you know?
Well, they have like money to for like other reasons when it comes to take responsibility of Bhopal. They simply say no. And as for Olympics, Olympics is all about like ethics, you know, and this is something unethical, that Dow being a sponsor of London Olympics, because they are responsible for thousands of deaths in Bhopal and hundreds of thousands of people are still suffering, you know.
Okay. Now, I mean, like I say, I think you're a very brave man for coming here to New Sound Radio 92 FM, but also I understand you've been involved in a film as well. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah, there is this documentary called Bhopali that I'm featured in. It doesn't. It talks about like a bit of history of Bhopal and now what is the situation in Bhopal? You know, what is actually happening in Bhopal? You know, there was this American filmmaker. He went to Bhopal twice and then he filmed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that must be a very difficult thing as well. You have to keep on reliving this thing as you are today as well. Like I say, that's why I say you're very brave. And I understand that's on. It's on over the next few days as well. Next week there's a few screenings of this in London as well. On Monday it's on at 7:30 at the Colorama Cinema, which I don't actually know the Colorama Cinema. It's down in 5256 Lancaster Street in SE1. And on a bit nearer sort of home, this will be on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. It's on at 8:00 at the Amnesty International Centre, which is at 17-25 Newin Yard. It's a bit of a difficult place to find if you don't know where it is. Amnesty International, but it's 17-25 Newin Yard EC2. It's just sort of right around the Shoreditch area. If you look on A to Z, anyone can find it and things like that. And that's on Tuesday, Wednesday, and that's on at 8:00. And as I said, next Thursday, it's on at the London School of Economics as well. But I think there's details of that, which I'm going to give you a website address. We'll do that right at the end of the programme. We could do that, can't we? Then people can look it up and find out more information about all that as well. But going back to this, this thing of the Olympic Games and things like that, yeah. If there's, I don't know, because, of course, the Sir Robin Wells, he's the directly elected mayor of Newham. He's involved, I don't know if you know this, he's a local politician, he's the mayor here, and he's actually involved in the London Olympic Committee of, London Organising Committee of the Olympic Games, LOCOG as it's called. He's actually a member of that. And I mean, he's not here, he sometimes comes down to, we've invited him down to the studio, and I'm sure he'll be down here. If there's a question, that you would like to ask him, and the people of the London Organising Committee of the Olympic Games, LOCOG, Lord Coe and people like that, what question would you like to ask them?
Well, I would just ask them what they would have done if they were from Bhopal, you know, but if they had suffered the tragedy, you know. I want them to come over to Bhopal and see like how people are still suffering even after 27
years.
You'd
like to invite them over, that's good. Yeah. And how about you, Colin? Is there anything that you'd particularly like to ask them?
I would, yes. We're often told that LOCOG were effectively obliged to take Dow sponsorship because Dow are a top-line sponsor with the International Olympic Committee. I'd like them, therefore, to explain how come they did a deal with Dow for the Paralympic Games when the International Paralympic Committee do not have a deal and have actually distanced themselves from Dow Chemical because of their legacy of not only in Bhopal but in Vietnam with Agent Orange, which is seeing many, many children born with severe disabilities.
Okay, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I'll tell you what, Sanjay, like I say, you're a very brave man for coming here and doing this, yeah? Question I'd ask you, I mean, all this has happened for your life. I'm sure you have. You've had a difficult life. Well, a life that many of us just can't imagine, If there's one wish, if there's one wish that could be granted to you, what would that be?
Justice in Bhopal, because that this one wish will help thousands of people in Bhopal.
Sanjay Verma and Colin Toogood from the Bhopal Medical Appeal and also Bhopal Survivor as well. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92
Thank you.
FM.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London. Stay tuned for that.